Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkoff. Brought to you live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Diana Rinkoff.
Welcome to the show. And each week we try to explore different alternatives from psychotherapy, holistic health practices, body work, energy therapy, self-discovery coaching, and spiritual traditions and cultures. And today, we have an exciting show lined up because we're really going to look at, does the mind directly affect the health of your body? And what is that mind-body-spirit connection? We're very fortunate to have a person who has studied the body extensively, and you're going to hear a little bit more about her background and really start understanding that our bodies are electromagnetic field and how that energy work and some of these other modalities can really change the health of a person. So before we get started, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, please call in at 347-989-1363 and just press number 1 and you'll be put in the queue for any questions. But each week we try to address alternatives. There's so many alternatives out there, and you know, it's kind of hard. Which ones do I try? Which ones don't, you know, won't work for me? And so this is a show where you can get more information about the alternative practices that are available. The other thing I want to remind you is the Tough Talk Radio Network has other shows. In fact, I think there's 9 other shows and hosts. And so at any time, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com to find out about the other shows that are airing throughout the week. And now I'd like to tell you a little bit about Kathleen Bender. I met Kathleen in a class that I have been taking on crossinology. And I was just amazed by her background. She is a graduate from Northwest University in physical therapy, and she practices in the Chicago area as a licensed physical therapist. Kathleen started adding to her background in physical therapy with sacral cranial work, and she has completed all of those classes in the cranial sacral therapy. But then she went on and she did visceral manipulation, which we're going to need to hear a little bit about what that is, and then Neuralink. And that is where she spends a lot of her time right now. And now she's adding the crossinology, and she really goes to the root cause of a patient's problem, using her extensive knowledge of all these different trainings and all of the things that she's learned. She goes to the underlying reason behind the symptom. And a lot of times she says that can be psychological, pathological, chemical, or emotional, hormonal. There are so many different things that could be causing some of the problems in the body. So, Kathleen, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thanks, Diana.
Okay. So you're in Chicago area, is that correct?
I'm just north of Chicago. I'm actually right in between Chicago and Milwaukee.
Okay. I wanted everyone to know where you are. But there, even though you're going to be talking about a lot of different things such as Neuralink, all of the things that Kathleen does, there might be practitioners throughout the United States. So as you listen and learn a little bit more about these therapies, then you might be able to find a practitioner in your area. If you are in that Chicago, Milwaukee area, then Kathleen is the person that you will want to contact. But let's talk about your background. I mean, you really have an extensive background in how the body works. So you have the sacral cranial work is where you got started right out of school. Is that correct?
I did. I actually took my first craniosacral class in 1985, just right after I graduated from physical therapy school. And I've just been taking classes ever since, just trying to figure out where the relationships are between the brain and the body.
Well, the brain is such a, you know, we're learning more and more about the brain and how it affects just about everything in our lives.
Right.
But the brain, for so many years, you know, you would just go to a chiropractor and they would do this simple manipulation, or, you know, you would have some joint problems or even some chronic pain. And chronic pain has been one of those interesting things that they say, you know, you pretty much have to live with it. But there are so many therapies now that are addressing chronic pain, and a lot of the work you do addresses it, correct?
Absolutely. Most of my practice is actually chronic pain patients. That's why people end up here, and then they discover some of the other things that we're able to provide, and we start working on those as well. But I do have a lot of chronic pain patients, and chronic pain can be related to a number of different things, and that's why I think Neuralink is really important to understand the things that it can address.
Well, so let's just drop right into Neuralink, because I know that it was completely fascinating. Before we go on, I will just say that Kathleen and I sat beside each other in a class, and then we started talking on the side, you know, while we were working, and she ended up doing a Neuralink, session on me, and I was just completely amazed and blown away. But at the same time you were working on me, I had no idea what was going on. So now I'm going to get to learn a little bit more about Neuralink and why you really highly endorse it.
Neuralink, can I just explain what Neuralink is?
Yeah, please.
Okay, Neuralink is actually an evaluation and a treatment approach that connects the brain with the body. Sometimes there's a disconnection between what the brain knows about the body, and that miscommunication creates an inefficiency in how the body is either working or either glandular function or overcoming some sort of an immune problem, such as like a virus or a chronic infection. So the Neuralink approach actually addresses the root cause, and there are 36 protocols that we check to assess exactly where the problem is coming from. And it's a brain disconnect, and we're trying to make that reconnection. And there's also a reconnection sometimes that we need to make between the different brain centers. Sometimes certain centers of the brain are not working together properly, and it's that disconnection that's creating, you know, the issues that people are coming with.
So we can actually be born with some of these connections not working. We can develop it later in life, and like with chronic pain, how do we get disconnected?
We get disconnected for a number of different reasons. Usually, could be environmental stresses that create a breakdown in our immune system. We can have adrenal fatigue issues, and adrenal fatigue issues are huge because adrenal fatigue can create back pain, believe it or not, because it's related to the piriformis muscle. So there's so many different reasons why people become disconnected. A virus can disconnect a brain from body function. That's very, very typical. I actually see a lot of kids that have had chronic viruses that, you know, they had them when they were very young in life, and they continue to have issues as they develop because the initial viral infection was not addressed.
And when you say viral infection, such as a cold or something bigger?
It could be a chronic cold. What I typically hear from parents that bring their children in here is that, you know, their child has suffered, you know, tons of ear infections, and whether or not they've had the tubes in, they just know that they've had either chronic ear infections or strep infections. That's also very common. And that can actually create a breakdown in the brain communication. And they may end up with issues with their immune system, where their immune system was never turned on properly to fight the initial infection, and that can create autoimmune issues where the immune system is constantly trying to find out where the infection is. So it's always on high alert, looking for where the infection is. And, you know, it could be years, it could be 30 years old, the infection. I mean, I have people that come in here that were sick as children, and they're finally, you know, getting the root cause of the problem, which was an infection that they may have been hospitalized with for when they were babies. So it's fascinating. It's fascinating when the disconnection occurs, when you turn it back on. Because typically people will experience some sort of treatment after effects. They may get a fever. Oftentimes, children especially, when there's a lot of viral or bacterial infections that you Neuralink, oftentimes they will have a slight fever that night. Yeah.
Wow. This is just absolutely fascinating, because what you've really just told us is that some of the little things that we have, you know, in childhood that we don't really think anything of, they seem to go away, but maybe they're stored in our body and have broken down our immune system. And later in life, we start having severe problems, and it could stem from childhood.
Absolutely. That is absolutely what I'm saying. Yeah. And things, a lot of infections, especially viral infections, get stored in the spine. So being a physical therapist and having a lot of people come in with spinal issues, pain, injuries, you know, past back surgeries that were failed back surgeries, sometimes there is an underlying infection that is precipitating pain in that region of the spine. And once you address that issue, it can go away. And that's where some of my patients, you know, they laugh because, you know, that's the miracle. But it's really not a miracle. It's just finding what the root cause is.
And so let's just talk about what types of clients do you see? We've got chronic pain as adults.
Mm-hmm. I see children with learning disabilities. Sometimes I'll have babies that come in that have some issues, you know, with the suck swallow reflex or breastfeeding issues. Sometimes their moms will bring them in because they're not able to latch on. Sometimes I see children or adults with chronic allergies. I've also been trained with NAET, the NAET work.
Right.
So I've kind of stepped away from that a little bit as I do my Neuralink, because I think unless you really try and get the brain immune system circuit working properly, that other system isn't going to be as effective. But I have seen you know, children and adults with allergies. Digestive issues, that's a big one too. Any kind of traumatic injuries, car accidents, post-surgical patients. I see different clients, different ages.
So what you find then, if I understand this correctly, is most of the time there is a disconnect between the brain and the body that may be causing the problem, whether that's from the problem shows up as digestive, allergies, chronic pain, learning disabilities. But what you're linking that back to is usually the brain is not corrected or working properly.
That is correct. There is a disconnection somewhere between the brain and the body. Often, the body really wants to reach some sort of homeostasis, which is a balance. The immune system wants to work correctly for you. There's nobody, you know, that comes in here that, you know, I feel, unless there is some underlying reason why they don't want to get better. But oftentimes it is that disconnection. Sometimes there's some emotional things that the people are not aware of that are also creating a chronic issue, and that's a different area that I also do some work on. I do something called emotional melt technique. But Neuralink will also address some of the emotional issues. But it's definitely, I see a lot of disconnection problems, and it's amazing what can get resolved.
Yeah, it is. Actually, whenever I started on this quest of learning more about this mind-body connection, particularly how the brain affects the body, it's almost magic as to when you do the reconnection, what happens, and how the body actually recovers instantly. And I'm sure you see that in your practice all the time.
I see it all the time. There's been some incredible things that have happened here, and you know, whether we attribute it to Neuralink or just finally the antibiotics are working, it really, I think all of it together, it's great. You know, a lot of times when there's an infection, the body, given its great intelligence, will wall it off, so the infection does not spread to the rest of the body or enter the, you know, bloodstream and just go crazy. So a lot of times you have this walled off effect of the infection, and it could end up in a joint, it could end up in some sort of cyst formation, it could be walled off in the brain. But once you break that barrier of trying to figure out where the initial insult is, now you've reconnected that area, so whatever antibiotics were not being effective can now go in and realize that this is an area that's an issue and start breaking that wall down and reach the infection. So it's incredible. It really is.
Yeah, it sure is incredible. So we need to take a commercial break, but when we get back, let's talk a little bit more about how, you know, because everybody who's listening is going, okay, well, the doctor says this isn't going to work. How are you saying it works? So let's talk a little bit more about how the different systems work complementary. So we'll be right back after the commercial break.
Okay.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayou Stettis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold, is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals now at lindabayoustetis.com. That's Linda, BALLESTEROS.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarankoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkhoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Kathleen Bender, and she is a licensed physical therapist, and she also is a practitioner of cranial, sacral, and visceral manipulation work. She does
Neuralink, and is currently working on the Crossnology certification. So she uses all of these, and then I think you mentioned a couple more, Kathleen, but she uses so many different types of therapies that are available to work with her clients. And I was asking right before the break, you know, a lot of people go to their doctors and they say, you're just going to have to live with this chronic pain, or that your spine, the ache in your back or your shoulder. And, you know, they just believe for whatever reason that there is no relief out there. And so how do we kind of blend the mainstream with what you're doing?
Well, I do that every day. So I was trained as a traditional manual therapist. I did a lot of training with some phenomenal manual therapists. I lived out in California and did some work with the Kaiser orthopedic programs out there. And so I do have traditional training. But what was bothering me, people just were coming back with the same complaints. That combined with the fact that I had chronic fatigue and I was very sick, could literally not get out of bed for a couple of years, made me think that, you know, what's the problem here? We're missing something. Sometimes I will get a client that comes in here and they come in and they have a chronic back problem and they don't know that I do some of this other work. And I try and explain to them that the relationships between the neurophysiology and their back issues, they might have chronic constipation or digestive issues. And I try and explain to them that does have a relationship to the lumbar 4 and lumbar 5. It has a direct relationship with the colon. So, and sometimes they understand it, and sometimes they don't. They're just happy to get better. So I combine all of it. I combine the structural work. Because the Neuralink, Dr. Phillips, who developed the Neuralink protocol, he's incorporated this year, he has taken the cranial sutures and incorporated them into his protocol. Because he has found that the cranial sutures actually have relationships to the glands and the nervous system and the cranial nerves and actually specific joints. So I'm really, really excited about that given my background with the cranial sacral therapy. This all kind of has fed in together beautifully for me because I understand the cranial sutures. And
I think we need to stop you. And what are cranial
sutures? The cranial sutures, I'm sure we're all familiar, we've looked at skulls and we see the lines that are in the bony parts of the head and mm-hmm. they have little squiggles through them. Those are the cranial sutures. The cranial sutures are the different skull bones of the head and where they come together. And they're made up in children, they actually fuse, they will start to fuse in the child, you know, as the child develops. But you do know the fontanelles, the soft spots in a child's head.
That's right.
Right. Well, that's a developing area of where cranial sutures is going to be. But with the cranial sutures, there is a little bit of movement. There's definite movement within the cranial sutures. And if you actually look at the structure of what a cranial suture, it's you will see the beveled edges, and you can actually see how the skull does have some movement. I think they used to believe, and this is even when I went to school way back when, that the cranial sutures were fused, but they are absolutely not fused. There's definite movement in there, and they can get jammed, and there is a movement that Dr. Upledger has developed his work on, which is the cranial sacral therapy. There is an expansion and a contraction of the cranial sutures and the what's called the dural tube, based on the ebb and flow of the cerebral spinal fluid in the brain and the spinal dura. And that's kind of getting into another area. But the cranial sutures are where that movement occurs in the head. And if we can relate that to certain glands, then that's where the Neuralink comes in.
So I know that whenever you worked on me, the session you did on me, you check many different, I don't know what you're calling them, many different things on me to see. Did I have a virus? Was it environmental, chemical? You were checking for all different kinds of things. Can you go through what kind of a typical session with a client and what you're looking for in the brain or the body that is not connected?
Okay. Well, when somebody comes in to see me, because of my background as a physical therapist, I'll always start with some sort of a structural inspection and, you know, definitely try and get talk to them about why they're coming to see me, because there's a number of different things we can obviously treat and work with. So I'll try and figure out why they're coming in, and I always do a structural inspection. And, you know, if they've got, I also do structural work as a physical therapist, so I will look at that first, and I may do a little bit of work structurally, you know, given my manual therapy background. But then I do like to do some Neuralink in the first session. And when the Neuralink protocol was developed based on what the brain and body's priorities are, like what is the most important thing that can basically mess us up, and that's how Dr. Philip has developed his protocol. What is, and one of the very, very first things that we check is we check the area between the skull and the first cervical vertebrae, and then we check the lumbosacral junction, and if the muscle shows some weakness, because we use kinesiology muscle testing to check to see if there's an imbalance there, that's the very first thing that we tap in. This way, I think structure, we've got to do some, you know, check the basic structure. The second thing that is assessed is viral infections. That's huge. Viruses can upset everything in the brain and the body. And we'll check viruses in the glandular systems, the brain, tissue, cranial nerves, and even in the level of the bone marrow, which would be the deepest level of virus that you can get in your body. After the viruses, we will do an assessment for fungal infection. Some people may know this as candida, having a candida infection, which is a yeast infection. And then there's an assessment for bacterial and parasites. All of these really, really need to be addressed before you start looking at brain function and glandular balance. Because if you've got something that's invading your body like that, you need to get the immune system working on it right away. The other treatments from when you check the protocol will not hold unless you address the big basic infections. There's also, we can also check brain function between the right and left hemisphere. And he has broken down the neurology part into balancing the left brain, balancing the right brain, getting the cerebellum to see where the tolerances are for, your body and brain function, and also where your glandular tolerances are. And then he also has a way to integrate the front part of the brain with the back part of the brain, which is an anterior-posterior brain balance. And that actually has helped people with organizational difficulties. A lot of kids with ADD, ADHD have this issue with the anterior-posterior brain, and, of course, cerebellum. And then he relates your gait pattern with brain function. it just goes on from that. The protocol, like I said, it's the initial things that we check are based on the importance in how it's affecting your body and how it's affecting your brain. So viruses right off the bat, we might spend an entire session on trying to get the brain to recognize where all the viruses are in the body. And depending on the state of the client that comes to see me, if they're really ill in the first place, I may stop my work after getting the viruses worked out and then the brain integration. I always try and do some of the brain integration, or things have a tendency to not hold. But he has a quite extensive protocol here. This year, when I was at the master's program down in Australia, he's actually added some very interesting things. He has integrated brain balancing with the neonatal reflexes that sometimes are not integrated into the body, and this can deal with posture, different things, like if a child can't hold his head up. There is a certain neonatal reflex that needs to be integrated that helps the neck to extend, and he feels that this is a definite a brain imbalance. So we tap that in. Yeah, I know. I can keep going.
I'm just sitting here in total amazement because I had no idea, but it just goes on and on. It's amazing that, you know, people don't know more about this. When we get back, we need to take another commercial break, but when we get back, I'd like to talk about, you know, children. They're our biggest concern, and, you know, it almost seems like everybody who has a child out there needs to have, you know, have some of these links made sure that they're working. So let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Are you concerned about your job? Concerned about losing it? Concerned about being repositioned in the workplace? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, or even if you just want to be a part of the workplace improvement revolution, then join the conversation with Charlie and his guests every Monday at 7 p.m. Central on Corporate Talk with Charlie Labasco, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Group Office Buys. Everything for the office. Great selection, great service, and great prices. Find out more at groupofficebuys.com. Group Office Buys, the power of group buying.
Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarinkhoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkhoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. And Kathleen and I have been having an interesting discussion about all of the different things that can affect us as adults, but a lot of it starts in childhood. So, I guess I'm surprised that, you know, I'm just learning about this, but there is so many learning disabilities out there. I mean, they're just running rapid, and autism has picked up. And so how do parents learn more about this, and is this a solution?
There's actually, Neuralink has an amazing website. Am I able to give that out?
Yes.
The website is www.neuralinkglobal.com, and that's NEUROLINKGLOBAL.com. And there's a very nice article in there describing about the brain and body connection. And I know a lot of parents, you know, have their children on supplements and some of these other things that were recommended by holistic practitioners. And this is not to say that they should come off of these supplements, because some of these things are really helping with the brain chemistry. But unless you have that connection between the brain chemistry and now is your body able to absorb and digest all of these supplements that are going into these kids' bodies to utilize them. That's another reason why some of these supplements are not helping these kids, because you're having that disconnect between the brain and the breakdown of the food that they're putting in. So,
well, and we're not even talking about people who take a more holistic approach, because the majority of school systems and teachers even now are recommending Ritalin or some equivalent to handle any of these problems.
I know, and I guess it's just a dream of mine. It might be a pipe dream to be able to go into some of these schools and just do mass neuralinking of all these kids, because I think there you will see a huge difference. I think there will be a huge difference, and that's why it would be terrific if there was more practitioners. So we'll just have to spread
right.
the word.
Now, So they can go to the Neuralink website to learn more and to find a practitioner in a particular area. But, you know, what kid doesn't have a virus when they're small? What, you know, there are so many things that happen to children, you know, just in the, you know, in the environment out there. There's so many colds and little things that they pick up. Ear infections are real common, and all of these can cause some of the learning disabilities, from what I'm gathering.
They can. Now, this is not every child that has a virus is going to end up with some sort of brain-body disconnection. That's only if the immune system did not recognize to go and fight that particular infection. You know, so oftentimes a child will have a cold or flu or whatever happens, and their immune system's turned on to go take care of the issue, and then it turns, you know, it turns down a few notches and is back to its normal, you know, programming. But this is just in the event that there's something that goes awry, and either it does not turn on or it doesn't turn off, and This is in a lot of instances that I'm finding where there are a lot of chronic infections, and it could be something other than virus. It could have been a bacterial infection.
Environmental too. There's so many different
environmental, absolutely.
Chemicals that people are being exposed to now. And so really what you're saying is it's kind of a roll of the dice. You don't know basically if or if not. You know, the immune system was turned on, but then later, as children do have learning disabilities, autism, dyslexia, some of these may be directly related and could be addressed with some type of protocol, as you're suggesting.
I do believe that it could be very effective, and that's not to take away from any of the other holistic approaches that are out there. This is just one thing, but I think this is a key thing to make all of the other approaches and therapies more effective. You need to have that brain connection. The brain is the big computer that's going to control everything. So if the big central operating system is not functioning effectively, you can put, you know, all these other things and do all these other things to the body. It will not be as effective.
And I guess that you learned that firsthand because your son had some learning disabilities, and
he does. He does. He has progressed. The boy is incredible. He showed some signs of, you know, what you could probably describe as the autism spectrum, you know, the spinning and the sensory issues with, you know, hitting his head, and very, very, very difficult to organize, you know, his just daily activities. and had a lot of processing issues, auditory, visual, and sensory processing issues. And we went through a lot of the standard holistic protocols. I took him down to the Pfeiffer Institute, you know, to get his brain chemistry sorted out, just to see if there was something missing, you know, in his diet or if he had a yeast issue. So we did that for probably 3, maybe even 4 years, and it was helpful. We did a lot of things that they suggested, and it was helpful, but just doing supplemental things like that, it's not enough. I ran into the Neuralink kind of on accident. One of the people that I was practicing with at the time had taken a class and told me that it might be something that would be helpful for my son, and I'm extremely glad that I took it, because he does get regular Neuralink, and you would think that you Neuralink once or twice and it's all fine, but there is a certain maintenance schedule that one may choose to go on, and some of my clients do come back, you know, for a maintenance, you know, Neuralink session, maybe every 2, 3, 4 months, even when they're not feeling bad, but because of the other stressors from the environment, but, you know, they may have gotten sick in between, or they may have fallen, or, you know, just a lot of emotional stress that could be happening. But my son has progressed so much further, and who knows if it's Neuralink or time, you know, he just kind of grew out of some of these things. I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know, but, you know, I see changes in him that I truly do not believe he would have gotten if I didn't try and get this connection going. And that's another reason I think the Neuralink system is a pretty complete approach. But, you know, once again, you saw me at the brain integration class. And,
right.
And I ended up at the brain integration class because one of the children's mom that I was treating really took it to the next level with the crossanalogy work. So maybe there's something that's slightly enhanced with the crossanalogy. I don't know. But once I complete that, that will definitely be added in my program, because it's all about integrating the brain with the body.
And, right. And
it might be another thing that I don't know about, but we'll take it.
Well, and anyone who's listening can go back in November, the last week in November, I had Susan McCrossin on, who is the developer of crossanalogy, and both Kathleen and I are taking the classes to be certified practitioners in that training. So we're yet to actually see the, you know, all of what that brings us. But, you know, I know that just from my experience and the little bit of time that I have been doing this work, and as you're doing the work, people are working on you, how much difference it's made. And what I cannot believe is how quick and painless and a few manipulations and these things clear out of your body.
Yes, it can be instantaneous. It can be instantaneous because you're dealing with neural feedback, and it is instantaneous, the neural transmission that goes to the brain.
Yeah, it has been absolutely amazing. One of my favorite stories with the allergies is we had been in Hawaii, and a lot of my listeners know, and we got home. My husband, every night before we left, had this sinus problem. And then when we were gone, he didn't. And we got home, and, you know, we get into bed, and he starts having all this sinus drainage. And I'm like, oh, I was really tired. I didn't want to get up. But I'm like, okay, I'll check it. And so I checked a few things. Sure enough, feather pillows. And so I got up and did the clearing for the allergy balance, and he hasn't had any sinus drainage since then. It stopped immediately, and he has not had any more since then. Now, that is pretty instantaneous.
Mm-hmm. It can be instantaneous for sure.
Yeah.
Some of the some of the things when we work with somebody, when we do the Neuralink work, some of the protocols, you can see an instant change in a muscle turning back on again and coming back into strength because of, you know, let's say balancing the thyroid gland, you know, that actually can affect the supraspinatus muscle, or balancing the adrenal glands, which can affect the gluteals, the proximal hip area. But one of the most interesting things, Dr. Phillips actually developed a protocol that helps the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic processing. And it works very quickly. It works instantaneously. And what he's doing is he's hooking up the two cranial nerves that are not working together properly, because that's how we're bringing information into our world. And it's fascinating. You know, you can literally see a change before and after tapping this protocol in if there's a weakness there. It's amazing. It really is.
So we need to take one more commercial break, but when we get back, you do a few other things. The visceral manipulation, and we've talked a little about the sacral cranial work. So let's talk a little bit more about that. And once again, I want you to be ready to give everyone your number and
sure.
how they might find a practitioner in their area. So
sure.
We'll be right back after this commercial.
Okay.
Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Group Office Buys. Everything for the office. Great selection, great service, and great prices. Find out more at GroupOfficeBuys.com. Group Office Buys. The power of group buying. Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at DianaRankoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rankoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Kathleen Bender, and she has been just educating us on all of the ways that the brain and the body can become disconnected and cause
illness in our body. So, Kathleen, I was asking about a few of the other techniques you use in your practice. Can you tell us a little bit more, particularly, I think we haven't covered the visceral manipulation.
Okay. Visceral manipulation is actually a manual therapy technique where we use our hand just to find where there are restrictions in the organ system of the body. Sometimes people have had multiple abdominal surgeries or even just a laparoscopy surgery where there's just a single probe that goes in, and that can create scar tissue. What happens is the organ is limited in its movement because scar tissue develops, and that can create structural tension in the body. So it's a very... It uses minimal to moderate manual force, and what we do is we release the compensation that scar tissue has created. You're never going to release the scar tissue because scar tissue is extremely dense, fibrous tissue that develops, but you release the organ from that compensatory pattern, and sometimes that is the source of the reason why our pelvis is not moving correctly or why we have spinal restrictions or why we can't take a deep breath. There's a lot of scar tissue that develops in lungs after infections. It's just another way of working with the structural piece of the body. But the other thing with the visceral manipulation, our organs also hold emotion. Each organ has an associated emotion. So we can work with the visceral manipulation to communicate if there's a sort of emotional issue that organ is holding on to, and that could be the reason for its dysfunction. It's not typically something that people come in for specifically as far as the emotional release aspect of the organ, but it does happen during some of the therapy sessions.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
it
so
just goes
how many
into a whole another area.
Yes, it does. And in fact, that was, you told me that I needed to find someone in my area, and so that helps explain a little bit more about it. There are just Where is the disconnect? Why is modern medicine not taking more advantage of some of these techniques, all of which have been developed by doctors?
This particular technique was developed by a French osteopath, Jean-Pierre Barral. He's a French osteopath, and it's actually practiced quite readily in Europe. I don't know how much I can say on the air, but there are medical system, and unfortunately I am in the medical system in this country, has a lot of expectations with pharmaceuticals, those pharmaceutical companies, and saying anything that's probably wrong. I believe that our medical schools have done a lot of training to rely on pharmaceuticals to fix people's problems, as opposed to taking, you know, a few extra steps to find where really the root causes might be. Because I do believe that the holistic practices are a lot more available in places like Europe. And even when we were in Boulder, there's you know, homeopathic apothecaries. And, you know, there's several in Boulder that I noticed. It just depends on the location of where you're at in the United States. But it is available. We are opening our minds to it more. And I just think it's the way that the medical system has developed in this country. A lot of it is the medicines. It's easier to take a pill as opposed to take an hour out of your day and go see your practitioner to figure out what's going on with you.
Right.
So,
And, you know, my practice is based on belief systems, which we basically set up in childhood just from misunderstandings, or we're just little creatures, you know, trying to understand our world. And we develop these fundamental beliefs that follow us all of the rest of our lives and create the filters and perceptions that we see the world through. And the very same thing that you're saying, as children, we catch a cold or an earache or ear infection or something, our immune system isn't quite turned on, or our brain, there's a disconnect in some little area of the brain, and they can cause a tremendous amount of problems later in life. And so there is so much available out there, but it is truly finding those practitioners that do this, and more importantly, the ones that are out there that are, you know, really knowledgeable. And Kathleen, I can't believe how knowledgeable you are on all of these subjects. It's just amazing. But I guess you've spent your lifetime doing this.
I take my next classes or certifications, or, you know, whatever you may call them, my next interests. I do the next thing based on what's missing and what I'm already doing. I look for the people that I'm not helping, and why am I not helping them? What am I missing? And that's where I try and do my next area of study, to try and fill in the missing pieces. And I've been doing this for 20-some years, trying to find the next missing piece. And whether it's something that has happened to me personally, or a client or patient that I couldn't get better, or my children, or what, this is how I've stayed passionate with what I do, because there's an endless amount of possibilities of things we have not tried, and you just have to keep searching, because there are you fit the missing pieces in, and it's going to be a different story for every single person, what's going to work for them and what's not going to work. But I really, really am very, very passionate about the Neuralink work, because this has cleaned up a lot of my clients that have not resolved their issues. Tying this all together has really, really given them freedom in their pains and other problems that they're coming with. And it is amazing. I've got people that have gone to different clinics around the country, including Mayo Clinic, and I literally had a woman who was in chronic pain for probably like 20 years, and just kept getting more and more debilitated, and she did go to Mayo Clinic and a bunch of other places, and I think she cleared up in, it was either one or two sessions. And not everybody is going to do that, but it's possible. So the people that are in chronic pain, just keep looking.
Wow. So we've had a lot to learn, and I know that you probably are open to some consultations, or particularly if you are in the Chicago area, I would be making an appointment with you. So do you want to let us know how to get a hold of you?
Okay. The phone number is 847-356-4401, or you can fax. You can fax us at 847-356-4431. We have a website. It's just not completely up and running to our what we would like, but that will be coming very shortly.
Okay. Well, you are so busy working with clients.
I know. I am. I do. I keep myself busy.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show, and we've learned a lot today, and it kind of has put the pieces together for me, so I thank you very much. I have a quote that I want to leave everyone with, and particularly if you have any comments. So let me read this quote to you. It's time to take your life back from the people that are causing you pain and unhappiness. This is your life, and you are the author of your story. If you're stuck on the same page, just remember that any moment you have the power to write a new chapter. And as we approach December 21st, which is supposed to be a tremendous influx of new energy, and we approach the new year, it's time to really think about rewriting your chapters of your life. It's time to really consider your health, your well-being, the beliefs that are keeping you stuck, and do something about it. Call Kathleen, call me, and it's time to make some change. Wouldn't you agree, Kathleen?
I think it's time for everybody to get better. Take control of your own health. Please.
Take control. Well, it's been great having you on the show, and thank you, listeners. We'll be back next week with life-changing insights, and they really do help you understand how to navigate through all of the alternatives that are available to you. So I encourage you to tell someone about the show or to be sure that you have it on your to-do list so that you know what is available for you in the alternative world. Thanks, and have a great week.
This has been another edition of Life Changing Insights with Diana Renkoff, brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest of Life Changing Insights, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.